My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin reminds his scammer Belinda about his scammer Agnes, but she gets hungry and Davin will be drunk or dead. So listen and enjoy.
Gotta say, Agnes was who they were trying to be before they came through as the real people. Agnes was using the avatar of Juliana Love, which I'm sure Juliana wishes never happened at this point.
Right.
Cost her some money. But and then, you know, right the day before, which still nobody can explain, the day before I was going to send the millions of dollars because of the divorce, I'm not the girl in the avatar. I'm a Ghanaian.
Just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
That still has not been explained.
Right. Now, at this moment in time right now, before we move on, you need to bullet point this to see what her answer is going to be, because if they're not up on their facts, you know, you got to really be up on your facts to know the transition from
Agnes
to Belinda. So if this is the new person or the husband, I'm waiting. You know, key right here is going to be the response.
You know, I was thinking
to that question.
I was thinking that's like, why would they come clean before the money's coming? Because before that, they'd certainly asked for money. We're doing that in the clips now that are going to go up this week and that went up last week. They were as Agnes asking for munching, mentioning of Ishmael Abbey.
Right.
The names are still consistent.
Yeah.
And then the day before, the money. I got to think it was a mistake. I just have to think they messed up.
That she messed up saying that my real name is Belinda?
Yeah. I mean, there's no strategy behind it.
It might have been also with the story as well. The clips go up on Friday, right?
Clips go up when James puts them up.
Okay.
Thursday or Friday.
One of my websites not done. All right. When the clips go up, check it out, because you noticed how they were dancing around they've been dancing around the money, as Davins was saying.
Right.
These clips take place during Hurricane Sandy.
And November 2012.
And basically, there is emphasis on $700 being sent out that Agnes is very adamant about. She hasn't been adamant about money in a while. But on this sequence, she was very adamant about getting that money out by either a credit card or a Western Union. I'm not going to go into detail. It was a really good segment.
I did suggest that we could, instead of doing that for the money, there could be porn. And she could send pictures.
Yes.
And then I had... Because as Joe said, she was very adamant. I had another idea of what to do with the money.
Right. But however, if you notice in the past year, there's been a lot of dancing around the money. The money's really haven't been that much of an emphasis. It on this segment that's coming up on when James posts it, it damn well is.
It'll be up this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, right now, they're still dancing around the money in the sense that she's saying, I have troubles. She keeps alluding to her problems need help.
Yeah, she's starting more straightforward.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, but more so than the Belinda was that you were doing phone conversations with.
Earlier, yeah.
So, and like I said, this is key right here where we're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see what her answer is.
I go, hold on, I think Agnes is trying to message me. She goes, I don't know about that, but you have to adapt to the situation you are in when the time comes. You think that was his inner mantra to himself?
That was almost like self-talk.
It was almost like them thinking out loud and typing it by mistake.
Right, and then just trying to get past this, trying to get past that really big, because if you're not on your game, you're like, what the hell? And praying to God that stupid doesn't pick up on it.
Yeah. I know.
then she goes, are you serious, Agnes? I go, don't you know her?
He did.
What? What?
He did.
Are you serious, Agnes? She goes. I go, don't you know her? Shall I say you said hello?
Oh, funny.
She goes, is that comic relief or are you serious? Because I can't tell the difference anymore.
Your audience say the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not know? Obviously, it's not real.
And that's what they said to you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you have
relief
to know it's BS because you created Agnes.
Yes.
Unless somebody, left the company.
Well, let's look at
it. It's really funny she said, I don't know what's real anymore.
Right.
Do tell.
Now, the whole story was discussed where they came clean. It's just amazing to me where they're just – it's a totally – they're answering it as a totally different person that doesn't know the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a breakdown in communication.
They know of Agnes. They clearly know of Agnes.
But the answer should have been, if I'm the scammer, Davin, how many times do I have to tell you I was portraying myself as Agnes, but I love you so much, I'm portraying myself as Belinda. I don't know how much more I can...
How many people do we have to put on this case to convince you?
But that,
really.
But that's the answer you should have gotten instead of this path. Oh, I don't know. Jesus Christ. Or, what do you want? You know, I mean...
Oh, come on. Don't go back to that. You know I'm Belinda. That, you know... But I'm not scamming
it
you.
It wasn't a compassionate answer.
No.
You should have been told, how many times do I have to tell you that I love you and this is why I did. You know, you're not. That's the answer you should be getting, and you know that is. We know that is. But you're not. You're getting this pat answer. What was the answer? What did they say again, please?
Is that a comic relief, or are you are serious? Because I can't tell the difference anymore.
That's hilarious. Real,
and that's the answer you're getting through that whole situation with the other person?
I know.
That they're glossing over it.
By the way, Lisa in the chat says, second shift.
Absolutely.
I'm off the clock. You deal with this asshole.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I go, what relief does a heartbroken comic get? She goes, I'm hungry, and I'll be going out to get some kinky and fish to eat.
Excuse me?
She's hungry.
She's going to get some kinky?
Yeah, she's
kinky.
Going to eat some fishnets and some snails or something.
What? Yeah. It was, and what's with this non sequitur?
She's hungry.
Okay.
Second shift.
Yeah, really.
Time to punch out. So I go get food. I'll either be drunk or dead.
Oh, this reminds me of the conversation I was having with your wife right before the show about your friend.
This reminds me when my wife goes to Dick Sills Diner. All right.
I'll either be drunk or dead.
So how do you think she responded to that?
Okay.
Joe?
Cut and dry, to the point. Not the way it was supposed to be exposed to. Blatantly not the same person. Like I said, if it was the regular Belinda, the one you were talking to, it should have said, Davin, how many times do I have to tell you? I did this because I loved you because I told you. That's the answer. You didn't. This is not the person. It's the cut and dry person.
Sharif says, bye.
Bye.
You know what, Sharif? He'd be lucky if he got that.
I know.
It'd be like old times if he got that.
Yes.
It would have been good old times if he got that.
Yeah,
at least things are starting
cute.
To get back to normal.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.